join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great and packed show for you tonight. Our first guest is Elizabeth Lamb, who's the executive director of the Los Cerritos Wetlands Land Trust. Elizabeth, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Briefly, what is the mission of the trust?
The mission of the Los Cerritos Wetlands Land Trust is the permanent preservation and protection of the Los Cerritos Wetlands, which is a really fabulous natural resource for Long Beach that we hope to enhance for the community to enjoy as well as wildlife.
And your organization must have been thrilled when those 10 or 12 acres got transferred from private developers into public hands.
Well, we're happy that the acquisition of the Hellman property went through. The land that's currently sitting in the hands of the city, we're waiting to see what kind of permanent protection it will get.
Well, you are familiar with the Second and PCH project, and last week our guest was David Malmuth, the developer of that proposed $360 million 11-acre project on the intersection of Second and PCH Street, involving a 12-story high-rise condo tower, hotels, office space, commercial, and of course, residential condos. What's your view of that project as an organization?
Well, we're quite concerned about it. It's a huge development. It would require a variance of the current zoning. It would create immense amounts of traffic that the developer himself has said they can't entirely mitigate, and would start at the beginning of a march of high-rise businesses and condos around the wetlands, which would hem them in and deprive them of light and air and make them a less valuable habitat and a less robust spot for the fragile plants and animals that depend on it.
What would you like to see in that site?
We'd like to see something that conforms with the current zoning and that reflects the intention of how Long Beach has been growing over the past several years, which is keeping sort of the coastal areas with the fragile natural spots lower density and doing your more increased density along transit lines and in more of the downtown part of Long Beach.
So I hear from what you're saying that your concerns include, importantly, the height and the density of this proposed project.
It's an immense project. The current zoning is 3 stories. This would be 12, 6, 5 stories. There's been a lot of hype about the project, but there hasn't been an opportunity for the public to really know what is exactly being proposed there until just a few weeks ago when the revised draft environmental impact report came out.
You brought with you some renderings of what the project might look like from 2 different perspectives. The first perspective is along Marina Drive. The first is the currently existing site. Let's take a look at that. And then after we finish looking at that, let's look at, from the same perspective along Marina Drive, what it would look like with these proposed buildings. Let's take a look at that.
Something that's frustrated me about the proposed development project has been the fact that you can't really get a sense of what it will visually look like from the street. If you go onto the developer's website, you can see what it would look like if you were to fly above it like a bird or perhaps stand in the middle of it. But most people's experience will be driving by. And that's a depiction from Marina Drive that you're seeing right now with the 12-story tower and the other buildings. And again, the public needs to know exactly what it is that's being proposed there and how it will affect the landscape and
this
affect
their
communities.
This is the current perspective from Alamitos Bay.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And with this project completed, let's take a look at how it looks. 12 stories high.
That's the tallest building, and then several buildings that are 6, 5, and about that height.
So your organization's view is that this project, despite its amenities and some attractive features, is not consistent with the ambiance of this east side waterfront community in which we live.
That's correct, but let's talk about these supposed amenities. They're not guaranteed. They may or may not ultimately be a part of the project. So when they're brought out and talked to the public needs to ask, what does that mean exactly? Will those amenities remain if your project isn't very successful in selling the condos or renting out the retail space? And I've talked to folks that have been in Long Beach a lot longer than me who can cite example after example of proposals that were supposedly bringing revenue or amenities for the city of Long Beach that haven't penciled out.
But just for the record, the amenities you refer to include a 99-seat theater for Cal Rep for Long Beach State and a 4,000-foot science center. Just for the record, your organization opposes the project, even assuming those amenities are built.
The biggest problem with this project is the huge amount of traffic it will cause and the huge difference it's going to make on the landscape in that part of Long Beach and the variance it would require to the current zoning. And the fact that it would jumpstart a building spree. And we know that for a fact because in the original DEIR, draft environmental impact report, there was some inquiries to the city from the Marketplace shopping center about doing something big and dense. And so, you know, that's evidence for you.
Nose in the camel's tent.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us and sharing the views of your organization on this important project.
Thank you for your time, and I really educate the public. I really encourage the public to get themselves educated about this project. Thank you.
Thank you. Coming right up, you won't want to miss meeting Coach Joe Zanders. We'll be right back.